Hey, greetings, everybody. It is
Sister Amen
with Brother Tupos, me. We hope you're doing well. It is time for some simple audio edification.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Sister Amen?
I am.
What did we do today? We hope you're all doing well, by the way. Did we go fly gospel signs?
We did. We went down to a little downtown area,
yeah,
which was really nice because it was by the Ocean Bay. We got to stand by a really busy intersection, flying gospel signs, people
yep.
walking by, and then if you turn and look a little bit, you can see the beautiful Ocean Bay there. And
pelicans look, flying by.
And yeah, diving in the ocean. Then you look back, and there's the world and the people,
yeah.
And so it was a nice contrast.
Yeah, it's God's creation. And yeah, after we flew gospel signs, we Sister Amen cooked us an awesome dinner. We worked in mm-hmm. a park, worked online, and when we were driving back to our camp spot, our parking spot for the night, I got to witness to a beggar. This was pretty neat. Normally, beggars take the, you know, we give a little food bag out with the gospel. Normally, they take it and they go, thanks. They turn around, they walk away. This guy stood there and sorted through the food bag,
yeah.
took out the stuff that he obviously liked, opened it up, and he was eating it, and telling me about how he goes to church. He goes, I think worship is singing. And I said, well, actually, worship is your everyday life lived for God, obeying him. He goes, I kind of like that. I like what you're saying. He said, is your website's on here? And he looked at our card, and he put it in his pocket. So yeah, it was kind of an interesting witnessing with him because he actually paid attention, listened, and felt like some of the truth might have stuck to him.
Yeah, and picture this. So we pulled into the store, and we saw him. He was walking on, like, in the median.
Yep.
And we got three or four lanes on one side, I think three lanes on the other, and we weren't in the store very long. We came back out, and we were able to pull up right next
to it. It's a spot where we flew gospel signs a few days
ago.
Yeah,
yeah. It's almost dark, or mm-hmm. just getting
it was
that
dark.
Way. Was it dark?
Oh, it was dark.
Yeah. And he's got this little sign, and he's walking up and down the median, which I'm not sure if you're supposed to do that,
yeah.
but just picture that, and then the red light held for quite a while.
You have the picture of it. Maybe you'll put that at the top of the Ecclesia area today.
Oh, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, that would be awesome. But, yeah, so that was good witnessing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, and
I got to witness to a woman down on when we were flying signs. Her and her husband and another couple came up, and her husband, he was polite, but he just kind of walked off, and that was fine. But she actually came over and took the gospel card and was talking to me, and I got to
yeah.
share some truth with her. So that
yeah, there's something
nice.
Peaceable flying gospel signs. We like it.
Yeah, because people walk by us and keep going. If they don't
right.
like it, they can just keep going.
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
just there standing for the Lord.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. We have some thoughts today that we want to share with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have, Sister Amen? Why don't you share one? We'll go back and forth. I think I have three different thoughts I'd like to share today. All
yeah,
related to kind of what happened today out in the street witnessing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just been thinking about today how God sees everything. Nothing's hidden.
Nothing's what?
Hidden. Nothing is
That's
hidden.
True. Nothing's hidden.
Yeah. Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. And I was thinking about how that's a double-edged sword, too, because you know, you might want God to see what's going on to maybe help other people in their lives, but you better be making sure that you don't have any of the evil in you that he's going to see.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have it good. And I was thinking we do all things to his glory, Ephesians 6:6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we have a right heart in ourselves too.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Real quick, I want to look up when you're talking about that particular topic, let me look up Hebrews. Is it Hebrews 4, verse 13? Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him
mm-hmm.
whom we have to do.
Oh, good job finding that.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, that's a good verse.
Right.
Today, as we were flying gospel signs, I had this young guy drive by in a pickup truck, and he's reading my sign, and I had the sign flipped around which says, churches are lying. And he was sitting there shaking his head like, no, no. And I said, oh, yeah, and I pointed to it. I said, the churches are lying. Well, he went around the block, and he came back again. I recognized him because he had a dog sticking his head out the car. And he pulled up next to me, and he's like, churches aren't lying. He goes, you're crazy, you're crazy. And he wouldn't even talk to me. He blasted his music. And his dog was sitting there looking at me, and I just kind of walked away. He thought his music was going to stop what I'm doing. But it got me to thinking about how these people are delusional because they say churches aren't lying, but yet you can easily show them how every church is lying. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, name me what church is. I'll tell you who started it, why they're false. And they're delusional. They just don't want to believe it. And it reminds me of 2 Thess 2:11. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. They love the church system. Hey, it's got great programs. It's got coffee. It's got cookies. It's got women. I'm looking for a wife. It's got music I love. It's got false worldly fellowship. I love it. Don't tell me the churches are lying. And they're just delusional. They can't prove it in the word. No. They just shake their head and they walk away in their delusion.
Yeah, and even some of them, they might actually go, well, yeah, but... Yeah. And then they make a defense for it.
Yeah.
Like they'll admit it's a lie, but then they deny that it's a
yeah.
lie.
Yeah, my young brother was telling me tonight, he was watching some of our street preaching from like one of these Christian festivals we go to. And he said it makes him righteously angry. He said he can't believe the wave after wave after wave of people that are there claiming Jesus. And he said they're just so wicked. Mm-hmm. They act wickedly. And he said it makes him righteously angry that they're trampling the word of the Lord that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got another verse about delusion, but I'm going to save that for the end. What's your next thought, Sister Amen?
Okay, these are just kind of random. I was thinking about sweet savor.
Sweet savor.
Yeah, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. Genesis
8. I want to be a sweet savor.
Yeah. Genesis 8, 20 and 21. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and burnt, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done.
Yeah.
And then I have one, Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 in the New Testament. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
I think that's what we strive to do in our life. We want to be a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord, meaning just be obeying him, be working, be looking to him, be walking in his ways.
Yeah, so I was kind of thinking about what I was talking about. God sees everything, makes sure we're right. And like you just said, we want to do all of that as a sweet savor to him.
And what's the opposite? I think of Israel doing wrong, doing idolatry, and God says it's a stink to me. It's a stench.
Yeah.
We don't want to be a stench.
No, I don't want to be that.
We want to be a sweet savor.
Right.
How about today? Same thing. This happens all the time, but it happened today. People walk up and go, I know the gospel, and they don't want to talk about it. And it got me to thinking, I did a video, by the way, we did a little street preach, a sign flying post today. Sister Armin has it linked at the Ecclesia page or at the edification page. Mm-hmm. You can see it. I did a video about it. But I was thinking about this. It's like these people walk by, they're oftentimes carrying a drink or food or trinkets or worldliness. They're out doing tourism and they say they have the gospel, but they have no desire, no time, no effort in their heart to speak of it. It made me think of Matthew 12, 33 through 35. Either make the tree good for and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye be evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of your heart your mouth speaketh. And a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So if you have the gospel, and you love God, and you love Christ, and you love truth, and you love your neighbor, and you love eternal life to come, and you want other people to have it, what are you going to speak of, Sister Amen?
It's going to be that.
You're going to speak of the Super Bowl. You're going to speak of cuss words.
No.
You're going to say, oh, shut up, idiot. That's what I hear a lot.
Yeah,
I say, what's the gospel? And they go, oh, shut up, idiot, and they walk away.
Yeah.
That's not like the fruit of God.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you can't have the fresh water and the bitter water out of the same fountain.
Yeah. And you try to warn these people that their fruit is marking them for the wrath of God to be cut down, pruned, and thrown in the fire.
Wow.
And they don't want to hear it. So they have not ears to hear, but mm-hmm. we are blameless and we lovingly tell the truth.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Let our hearts be filled with the gospel, wanting to speak it, tell it, live it, and share it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's our life.
Amen.
I just have one more here. It's a passage And this is what I think about man-made religion.
Uh-oh.
Or this kind of,
that could be a long, long one.
Reflects it. Well, I had to be careful. I don't know. I was just reading through this, and I thought, wow. Kind of parts of it. Isaiah 1, 13 through 20. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the callings of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Look at that, if you obey. So, wow, you actually have to obey the Lord. You mean he has conditions for his covenants?
Yes, he does. Oh. It's not unconditional.
What scripture verse was that?
This was Isaiah 1, 13 through 20.
Because that sounds a lot like Isaiah talking about the filthy rags.
Yeah.
Where people say, oh, all your righteousness is filthy rags. Where, no, he's talking about hypocritical Israel doing idolatry and trying to worship God at the same time. And he said, all your righteousness is like filthy rags when you keep sinning. But if you leave your sin, then you can have righteousness in Christ and you can live a righteous life.
I think you have some audios and teachings on the righteous.
I do.
The people who are righteous.
I do, yeah. Look that up at the teaching blog. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I have one last point. Religious people and their hatred in their hearts. We see this a lot. They walk by, I got Jesus, and then you talk to them, and boy, they turn around, and some of them cuss you out.
Oh.
Today, a man cussed me out. He was a Roman Catholic, and he cussed me out. And I said, sir, I love you. He goes, I don't love you. I hate you. That's what he said.
Well, at least he didn't lie about it.
He didn't lie about it.
That's one thing he didn't do wrong.
John 15, 23 through 25. He that hateth me hateth the Father also.
Mm.
If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not sinned. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this has come to pass, is that which word might be fulfilled, that is written in the law, they hated me without a cause. And I was thinking, they hate our master without a cause. So if we represent our master, I guess they're probably going to hate us without a cause. Their cause is they don't like what we're saying. They don't like what we're standing. They don't like the signs we're holding. They hate us without a cause. And the Bible talks about that. And I was just thinking about that today. The wicked fruit, as Brother Cool was talking about, of the religious people and how the wrath of God is coming for them. As we see all over Scripture, God hates religious hypocrisy worse than anything. It was the leaven of the Pharisees, Luke 12:1. Their hypocrisy. If you claim Christ and you live in sin and worldliness and hatred, God's wrath is coming for you, and it's hotter than for anyone else. You best repent.
Yeah.
You better repent.
Yeah, and we love everyone. That's why we go all over the place. Amen. To everybody.
Yeah,
and
we try to.
We know that certain groups won't like it. We still try anyway.
Oh, yeah. We get it. We know it's going to make some people mad, but you know what? Salvation might come from some of that anger.
Oh, you never know.
Because they might go home and read their Bible and go, I can't believe he said this, and go, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
We've had people that have stopped as they were, like, pushing back. They're like,
yep.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yep. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You got a scripture verse to share with us at the end? Okay. I do.
Nice.
But before I do that, tomorrow we're rolling to another town. We think we might have to go, and we might hit a laundromat tomorrow.
Yay!
Because we always witness at laundromats. And we got behind, and Brother Kuo has to do it too. And then we're going to roll and hit another town, working our way to our preach this weekend.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of a music festival we're hitting.
A so-called Christian music festival.
We're looking forward to this one. Brother Kuo has never been to one, so we're looking forward to it. We like going to these, and we usually have some good witnessing.
Oh, yeah, we usually always do, and it looks like they're all going to funnel in one way and maybe come out the one way, so we'll be able to stand on a public sidewalk and be there for anybody who wants to talk.
Amen, amen. Let's We're looking forward to that. So if the Lord wills, that's our plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll probably be working online. We might fly some more gospel signs.
Let's see.
We'll be witnessing, of course, everywhere we go. I do have a scripture verse to close us out. Talked about delusion. Isaiah 66:4. I also will choose their delusions, and I will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not.
Ooh.
That sounds like the churchianity people opposing God in all their ways, thinking they're going to find his favor. That's why we go to warn them. You're not going to find his favor. Turn, forsake your sin. He's a conditional God. Unless you walk in his ways, you're going to be put outside of the kingdom.
Yeah, you don't want that Mark 7 issue going on.
Amen, amen. And that's our job is to, as street preachers, is to warn people. Because we always tell people, the media is not telling you the truth. The churches aren't. The newspaper isn't. The colleges aren't. Businesses aren't. Culture's not. Who's going to tell the truth if the biblical street preacher doesn't say, no, no, this is what God's word says, folks. You got to turn. You got to repent. You got to wake up. You got to forsake this life. And so we get to do that. And we may be hated for it most times, but there are people that appreciate it, ask us to keep doing it, and there are people that understand that it's a vital thing that's needed for God's glory.
Right, amen.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, till the day I die.
Or amen.
If something happens before that.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Anything else, Sister Amit?
Just encouragement to keep striving on, keep your eyes on Christ, focus ahead, look up, and don't let anything between you and him stumble you.
Amen. And we, on that note, we've made an extra, extra dedicated effort to keep pouring out at our website. And to Hebrews 3:13, everybody in the world that wants to follow along right there on our website. And of course, we have fellowship face-to-face, but we save the face-to-face fellowship for face-to-face fellowship. All the rest of it goes online, and we've had a lot of discussions about the types of relationships that are God-honoring. And so, yeah, we're pouring more and more out on our website, and then, of course, we pour out to each other face-to-face. So that's kind of the two choices we have. Our website is there for people that are long distance, and then people right in front of us, of course, we pour out face-to-face.
Right, and what goes on the website is how many days a year do we miss?
Yeah, I don't. I can't remember.
Or we're out on the street.
I can't remember a time we've never posted anything. But
yeah, there's probably you can count on one hand out of a year that it happens. So we do try to love the brethren every day and pour out for everybody everywhere on the website.
Well, it's our offering to the Lord. It's our offering to each other, and it's our offering to the people of the world that are out there watching. And we just want to be a light and keep shining people in the right direction, and we want to encourage them that there's other people striving that haven't given up, that haven't lightened up, that aren't going to lighten up, that keep preaching the truth, that stand boldly, that call out sin, that call out churchianity, and keep pointing the gospel.
Praise God.
Preaching and pointing to the gospel. So we're going to keep doing that at don'tperish.com as long as the Lord allows us to.
Right.
All right, thanks for listening, and we're out of here. Check out that Ecclesia page. Brother Akuo has a new study up. I just did another one. Sister Amin added, she's going to add some interesting things at the top of the edification area. So
and I did a sister's post. Which you did a sister's post today. Yeah,
yep. Go there and be blessed.
Amen.
Repent and obey the gospel.
May God be praised.